plan on the month of the mouse continuing. Mm-hmm. So what you do, it's so simple. You go to KSON.com, our contest page. You look for John and Tammy's month of the mouse, and then you just sign up. We'll send you an email then, and that email will have the complete week listed for you of the phrase that gets you those tickets and the times that which we'll be saying that phrase.
You bet. Sometime between 6 and 9, we will say that phrase of the day. You hear it, you be the right caller, and you have four tickets to Disneyland. Four. Not just a pair, but four.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I love this.
And, of course, nobody is more Disney than our producer, Jess. She hosts her own Disney podcast.
Leader of the Club. You can find it on radio.com, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.
Have you heard one yet?
No, I have not listened to one yet. No, I didn't. I had every intention of it, but I didn't. You have a couple of them, and you have
five.
I have two.
There's five.
My
but
favorite
that's fine.
One was about the cruise, the Disney cruise, because we were on that same one that hurt your partner and your podcasting crime. I loved that one. My favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
liar.
It's called Leader of the Club, and it's on wherever you find podcasts or iTunes.
Radio.com, too. Download it. It's free from the App Store.
So now that you are our resident Disney expert, Jessica, please go ahead and give us your Disney fun fact today.
Well, you know, as the ride as Disneyland goes on, there's a lot of things that they might and ideas that they have for the park that don't come to fruition.
Okay.
Sure.
This is interesting.
Yeah. For example, there was a ride they were working on called the Enchanted Snow Palace. It was going to be a dark ride where you get to go through cold Arctic areas and meet a snow queen.
Okay.
This was way before Frozen.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Interesting.
But it ended up not coming to fruition. Then there was another one.
I wonder why. It sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, it does.
It's because people don't want to come to Anaheim and be cold.
Sometimes it's money and different. It doesn't get fully realized, or there's another ride that they like better.
They do cold things on the Matterhorn? Don't they make it a little cold?
Yeah, a little burst of.
Yeah. And when it snows, they do. So I can see that like making it working.
It would have been cold.
Interesting.
There's another one called Geyser Mountain that was going to go in Frontierland, where guests would ride a huge drill machine that get caught in a massive geyser and thrown in the air.
That sounds really dangerous.
Yeah.
You drive a huge drill machine?
Yeah, you're in a huge drill machine that gets caught in a massive geyser and thrown in the air. Similar to like the Tower of Terror, but more scary because you're in a geyser.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, where would they put those rides?
Right, and
Frontierland.
By the way, that's a really bad idea. Yeah, that is a really bad
idea. What is riding a...
The geysers, like in the Yellowstone Park, you know, Frontierland. It's like out.
Oh,
Yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, as you were talking about that, Jessica, not that I wasn't paying attention to you, but I was trying to think if those rides or any kind of ride that they're coming up with, because I imagine that never stops, what do they get rid of? I mean, what ride would you have no problem them getting rid of at Disneyland to put another one of those rides in?
Well, these ones were early concepts, so they had a lot more open space then.
Okay, well,
and so there wasn't really stuff.
Like a ride that you
can get rid of?
Yeah, that you wouldn't mind if it went bye-bye.
Small world. Oops.
Stop. No.
Tammy, that's a huge argument. There's a lot of people that
I will fight you.
My friend Jack, who I went to Disneyland with, who knew Jack is as big of a Disney freak as you are, he loves, that was his first ride that day. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, no, I love that ride. I'm like, you're
great, right?
A grown man, right? He's like, yeah, I love that ride. You got a problem with it? I'm like, no.
All right. Okay. So the Disney person, which one would you get rid of?
I think there's some unused space in Tomorrowland that could be redone in the back where...
You are not getting rid of one,
though. No, I'm getting rid of the Star Wars launch bay that's in the back there right now that used to be the rotating theater.
Yeah.
That can go and add something else.
Yeah. That whole area back there needs to be redone. That's a magnificent traffic jam right now. It's like, ugh.
Well, if you listen
there.
To the Leader of the Pub Club podcast, we have all the rumors about the redoing Tomorrowland.
And where can I find that podcast?
Radio.com.
Really? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jess.
All right. There's your Disney fun fact. She knows just a bit too much about Disney, don't you think?
I love it. I love it.